Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
La nostra història va d'un monstre que tenia molta, però molta gana. I es titula Gina Mandarina and the Kitchen Monster. It was late and Gina was in bed, but she was very hungry. She got out of bed and went down to the kitchen. She opened the kitchen door and looked at the fridge. The fridge was white. That was normal. There was a monster sitting on top of the fridge. That was not normal. Gina opened the fridge and took out a roast chicken.
"Would you like some chicken, monster?" asked Gina.
"Oh, yes, please,"
replied the monster. However, the monster ate all the chicken and Gina had none. Gina opened the fridge and took out a beef pie.
"Would you like some beef pie, monster?" asked Gina.
"Oh, yes, please,"
replied the monster. However, the monster ate all the beef pie and Gina had none. Gina opened the fridge again and took out some cheese.
"Would you like some cheese, monster?"
asked Gina.
"Oh, yes, please,"
replied the monster. However, the monster ate all the cheese and Gina had none. Gina opened the fridge and took out some cherries.
"Would you like some cherries, monster?"
asked Gina.
"Oh, yes, please,"
replied the monster. However, the monster ate all the cherries and Gina had none. Gina opened the fridge and took out a bunch of grapes.
"Would you like some grapes, monster?"
asked Gina.
"Oh, yes, please,"
replied the monster. However, the monster ate all the grapes and Gina had none. Gina Mandarina sighed. And then she had an idea. Gina closed the fridge and opened the freezer. She took out some ice cream.
"Would you like some ice cream, monster?"
The monster said,
"Oh, yes, please."
Gina Mandarina went to the cupboard and took out a small bowl. Then she went to the drawer and took out a spoon. Gina put some ice cream into the small bowl and gave it to the monster. Then Gina sat at the kitchen table with the big bowl of ice cream. It was strawberry, her favourite. Gina was happy. She ate her ice cream and then said,
"Good night, monster."
And Gina went to bed.